To Andres, it was only one more thing. There had been many tonight. There were always many. If your papers were in order and your heart was good, you were in no danger. Eventually, they turned you loose and you were on your way. But the Inglés had said to hurry. He knew now he could never get back for the bridge, but they had a dispatch to deliver, and this old man there at the table had put it in his pocket.
Stand there, Marty said without looking up. Listen, Comrade Marty,
Gomez broke out, the anise fortifying his anger.
Once tonight we have been impeded by the ignorance of the anarchists, then by the sloth of a bureaucratic fascist, now by the over-suspicion of a communist. Close your mouth, Marty said without looking up. This is not a meeting. Comrade Marty, this is a matter of utmost urgence, Gomez said, of the greatest importance.
The corporal and the soldier with them were taking a lively interest in this, as though they were at a play they had seen many times, but whose excellent moments they could always savor.
Everything is of urgence, Marty said. All things are of importance.
Now he looked up at them, holding the pencil.
How did you know Goltz was here? Do you understand how serious it is to come asking for an individual general before an attack? How could you know such a general would be here?
Tell him to, Gomez said to Andres.
Comrade General, Andres started.
Andre Marty did not correct him in the mistake in rank.
I was given that packet on the other side of the lines. On the other side of the lines, Marty said. Yes, I heard him say you came from the fascist lines.
It was given to me, Comrade General, by an Inglés named Roberto, who had come to us as a dynamiter for this of the bridge. Understandeth?
Continue thy story, Marty said to Andres,
using the term story as you would say lie, falsehood, or fabrication.
Well, Comrade General, the Inglés told me to bring it to the General Goltz with all speed. He makes an attack in these hills now on this day, and all we ask is to take it to him now promptly, if it pleases the Comrade General.
Marty shook his head again. He was looking at Andres, but he was not seeing him.
Goltz,
he thought, in a mixture of horror and exultation, as a man might feel hearing that a business enemy had been killed in a particularly nasty motor accident, or that someone you hated but whose probity you had never doubted had been guilty of defalcation. That Goltz should be one of them, too. That Goltz should be in such obvious communication with the fascists. Goltz that he had known for nearly 20 years, Goltz who had captured the gold train that winter with Lukács in Siberia. Goltz who had fought against Kolchak and in Poland, in the Caucasus, in China and here since the 1st October. But he had been close to Tukhachevsky. To Voroshilov, yes, too, but to Tukhachevsky. And to who else? Here to Kharkov, of course, and to Lukács. But all the Hungarians had been intriguers. He hated Gaul. Goltz hated Gaul. Remember that. Make a note of that. Goltz had always hated Gaul. But he favors Putz. Remember that. And Duval is his chief of staff. See what stems from that. You've heard him say Kopik's a fool. That is definitive. That exists. And now this dispatch from the fascist lines. Only by pruning out of these rotten branches can the tree remain healthy and grow. The rot must become apparent, for it is to be destroyed. But Goltz, of all men, that Goltz should be one of the traitors. He knew that you could trust no one, no one, ever. Not your wife, not your brother, not your oldest comrade. No one, ever.
Take them away, he said to the guards. Guard them carefully.
The corporal looked at the soldier. This had been very quiet for one of Marty's performances.
Comrade Marty, Gomez said, do not be insane. Listen to me, a loyal officer and comrade. That is a dispatch that must be delivered. This comrade has brought it through the fascist lines to give to Comrade General Goltz.
Take them away, Marty said, now kindly, to the guard.
He was sorry for them as human beings if it should be necessary to liquidate them. But it was the tragedy of Goltz that oppressed him. That it should be Goltz, he thought. He would take the fascist communication at once to Varlov. No, better he would take it to Goltz himself and watch him as he received it. That was what he would do. How could he be sure of Varlov if Goltz was one of them? No, this was a thing to be very careful about. Andres turned to Gomez.
You mean he is not going to send the dispatch? He asked, unbelieving.
Don't you see? Gomez said. Me cago en su puta madre, Andres said,
Está loco?
Yes, Gomez said.
He is crazy. You are crazy. Here? Crazy!
He shouted at Marty, who was back now bending over the map with his red and blue pencil.
Hear me, you crazy murderer?
Take them away, Marty said to the guard. Their minds are unhinged by their great guilt.